The heads of the nation's major media organisations have told a parliamentary inquiry that Australia is a secretive state that is actively restricting the press. The heads of Nine, News Corp and the ABC made the claims at the first public hearing of the inquiry, which is investigating Australia's security laws and their impact on journalism. It was launched after the Australian Federal Police raided a News Corp journalist's home and the headquarters of the ABC 2 months ago. Julia Holman has been covering the hearings.
The AFP raids on a News Corp journalist's home and the headquarters of the ABC has united Australia's usually competitive media organisations. Today, media chiefs face the Joint Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence and Security, putting the case that Australia's laws actively suppress journalism.
We may not be living in a police state, but we are living in a state of secrecy.
Michael Miller is the executive chairman of News Corp Australia.
We have many laws that criminalise journalism. They are creating a secret society that most Australians would not recognise as our own.
Today is the first hearing looking into the impact of security powers on the freedom of the press. The CEO of Nine, Hugh Marks, told the committee that the issues worrying media organisations should concern us all.
I don't want to underestimate the importance of what we're talking about today. You know, it might be viewed as self-interest on our part, but I think the introduction of recent laws, some of the things that have happened recently have been a real wake-up call for us. Real wake-up call, and it should be for you as well.
Mr. Marks detailed a number of examples where stories his journalists have produced led to unwanted interest from government and security agencies.
After a current affair aired the story on One Nation candidate Steve Dixon at a strip club speaking inappropriately to employees, I personally received a letter from an assistant secretary in the Attorney General's department, noting that while we didn't break the law, she was strongly encouraging us to undertake a self-assessment of our registration obligations.
The managing director of the ABC, David Anderson, put to the committee that a raft of law reforms is needed to bring Australia's media laws in line with other democratic countries.
There must be a robust public interest protection for journalists in the Criminal Code and other sets of legislation. We should consider the UK approach to the issuance of search warrants against journalists, which affords greater protection of confidential sources. The culture of secrecy facilitated by our FOI regime also needs reform. The systems must also provide stronger protections for whistleblowers. Australia lags far behind its overseas counterparts in facilitating the right of members of the public to bring to light maladministration and corruption.
The ABC's Director of News, Gavin Morris, told the committee that the police raids on the ABC have already had a chilling effect on the willingness of whistleblowers to come forward.
When we talk to a source, we have always been able to say to them, you can provide us with information and we will absolutely protect your identity and protect your well-being. We can't say that now because we don't know whether, in telling that story, whether the federal police are going to come and take those files away. We've had stories already since the AFP raids where sources have withdrawn and said, I'm not going to be involved anymore because this is not worth the risk to me. And sometimes I think that might be what the authorities here want.
Tomorrow, agencies including the Australian Federal Police, the Department of Home Affairs and ASIO will give evidence to the committee in Canberra. The committee is due to report its findings in mid-October.
Julia Holman reporting.